This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. The U.S. and Ukraine have signed a long-term security deal to help Kyiv's fight against Russia at the G7 summit in Italy. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Minutes after he and President Biden finalized the pact in Italy, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky thanked him, but also raised a concern through an interpreter.
The question has to be for how long the unity will last.
Given the prospect of Donald Trump returning to the White House in November, the president tried to reassure Zelensky and Ukrainians.
They'll have what they need.
The agreement came as the president and other G7 leaders also cleared the way for a $50 billion loan package for Kyiv. He says those steps, plus new sanctions on Russia, send a signal to Vladimir Putin.
He cannot wait us out.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A flotilla of Russian warships has arrived in Cuban waters to carry out joint maneuvers with the Cuban armed forces. Western governments are watching closely. VOA's Jonathan Speer narrates this report by Ricardo Makina.
The Russian Ministry of Defense assures that this visit does not pose a threat. Mathieu Buleg, a consulting fellow with the Russia and Eurasia program at Chatham House, spoke to VOA.
In the context of Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine in 2022, it does add an extra layer of provocation.
In the current atmosphere of tension between Russia and the West, Washington does not see this as a routine visit. Observers see this as a Kremlin attempt to show the world that Russia has allies in Latin America, especially after U.S. President Joe Biden approved Ukraine's use of American weapons against targets inside Russian territory. For Ricardo Marquina, Jonathan Speer, VOA News.
The Colombian government of President Gustavo Petro announced a plan Thursday that a military hospital will offer